Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Well, it's an honor to be able to bring the word. Our title tonight is On Earth as It Is in Heaven. Have you heard people use phrases to describe something on earth that is so incredible, they liken it to heaven? Phrases to describe something so divine and exquisite, it's like heaven on earth. Because the most incredible imagery they can think of to compare their current state of happiness is to liken it to heaven. Well, the Bible gives instruction regarding heaven on earth. Verses that tell us, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but treasures in heaven. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for our citizenship is in heaven. We are admonished all through the Word of God that though we live in the earth, we must live with heaven in mind, watchful, careful to pursue the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. We know the first words that Jesus preached when he began his earthly ministry. He began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The entire focus of his ministry was to urge people to enter into the kingdom of God. He taught his followers how to advance the kingdom. And we see this in Luke chapter 11 when the disciples said to Jesus, "Jesus, teach us to pray." Let's look at the first verse of that tonight, Luke 11, verse 2. So he said to them, "When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And this phrase for us tonight, it is the urgent call for us to pray for his kingdom, for his will. Here are just a few verses we are told about his kingdom, familiar for us tonight. Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Luke 17, verse 21, "For indeed the kingdom of God is within you." Romans 14, 17, out of the King James Version, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." May our hearts be stirred to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Seek first his kingdom. Repent if you need to. His kingdom is at hand. His kingdom is within us, and it is all around us. And you know what God promises us? We must pray for it diligently and expectantly. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A cry from the heart of God that all people on earth would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they would turn from the kingdom of darkness and walk in the kingdom of his light, following him and his truth. Well, how do we seek this first and live out this command in his prayer? Number one tonight, hear the cry in heaven. As we look at the Lord's Prayer, we must begin at the latter part to understand the first part. Let your kingdom come as it is in heaven. He desires for us to live with heaven on earth. And the first thing here is there is a cry of worship. Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 and 8. "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. The four living creatures do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Revelation 5, 11 to 12, "Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing." In heaven, there is also a cry for righteousness. Psalm 50, verse 6 says, "Let the heavens declare his righteousness." Psalm 45, verse 6, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." One commentator says that heaven is a place of perfect purity. Such a beautiful image for us tonight. 2 Peter 3, verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. In heaven, there is also a cry of intercession. Hebrews 7, verse 25, and Hebrews 9, verse 24 tell us that Christ has entered into heaven to appear in the presence of God for us. He is our mediator before God. Romans 8, verse 34, it is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. If you ever need encouragement in your prayer life, remember, Jesus is interceding for you. In heaven, there is also a cry to heed the word of God. A familiar but important passage for us tonight. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 12. I wonder if we can read this tonight with fresh eyes. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. There is a cry from heaven to beware the enemy who is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy your faith. A cry to walk in overcoming power by the blood of the Lamb, the word of testimony, which is the word of God, and in full surrender. Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and to seek God. Hear the cry of heaven tonight, the cry to worship, the urgency to walk in righteousness and purity, the cry of intercession for us to heed the word of God and live as an overcomer. This is the cry as it is in heaven. Number two tonight, perceive the cry in the earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. When we hear a cry in the natural, it can be a signal to us to turn and listen. When a baby or a child cries, they might be tired, hungry, or need attention in some way. When an adult cries, it can be a cry of sorrow, a cry of desperation for a situation. In the Bible, we read of many different cries, a cry for peace, a cry for love, provision or healing, a cry of distress or oppression, a cry for mercy and repentance. We hear a cry in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. These people were in a spiritual wilderness until Jesus came as their Savior. And today there are many cries in the earth as well. But those who cry out, they do not always perceive their need as a spiritual hunger. There are those who are in the wilderness all around us, a wilderness of sin and darkness, those who are separated from God, having not yet entered into their salvation. There are those in a wilderness of spiritual dryness, a season of disappointment or a season of pain. Perhaps they've lost their joy and their hope in Christ. Can we perceive the cry in the earth for what it actually is? Is there any rain? Is there any more provision for my wilderness? Which path? Whose truth do I follow? Is there any light for my darkness or for my confusion? God, are you there? Do you see me? Is there any breakthrough for my anxiety and my depression? Do you still save and deliver? Are you still reigning and ruling today? I need something more. And to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, we understand that the cry that goes forth in the earth all around us is a spiritual cry. Souls that are hungry and thirsty, who will only truly be filled when they surrender to their Savior. Our call is to perceive the cry and to prepare the way of the Lord. John chapter 4, verses 34 to 35. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me. Do you not say there are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes, look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." This conversation with the disciples, it comes immediately after the encounter Jesus had with the woman at the well. And he was saying to his disciples, you are still looking at the natural harvest, looking for food for the fields of the earth. But there is a spiritual harvest, those who are hungry and thirsty, and they don't even know it. Earlier on in this chapter, the woman at the well was looking for something to heal her rejection, to fill her loneliness, something to water the deepest places of her soul where there was a cry that she thought could only be filled by another husband. She has this incredible encounter with Jesus, who tells her everything she ever did to try and fill these longings. She has a revelation that her emptiness, her need, was actually a spiritual thirst that could only truly be filled by Jesus Christ. So while the disciples are confused why Jesus would even talk to this woman, he is saying to them, open your eyes, open your heart. Don't you see and understand? The harvest is not only eating and drinking, but it is a spiritual cry in the earth from people who do not recognize their need for a Savior. He says, lift up your eyes, signifying, look to the heavens, adjust your vision if you need to, and then look at the fields again and see what heaven sees. The fields of lost souls crying out in their wilderness and waywardness, looking for truth, enlightenment, purpose in all the wrong places that will never satisfy and that will keep them from the kingdom of God. Can our hearts be quickened to cry out for the spiritual rain of heaven? We must look to heaven and hear the heart and intercession of Jesus tonight. Matthew 9, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Verses 37 to 38 out of the Message. Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places, healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers, on your knees and pray for harvest hands. The cry in the earth, it comes from those who are scattered, who are weary, who are disappointed, who are disillusioned, who are disconnected, who have no peace, hope, or joy. Every time you are in conversations and you hear the cry of a situation, perceive and understand the spiritual need that must be met first in both believers and unbelievers. And number three, the final thing tonight, respond to the cry in heaven and on earth. The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus urges us to lift up our voices and intercede. He said, pray. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Revelation 12, verse 12 is a warning to us. It says the enemy has come down to the earth having great wrath. He is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, our salvation, our overcoming power in the Holy Spirit to enter into the kingdom of God. How must we respond to the cries of heaven and the cries of the earth? Intercede for righteousness tonight. There is an attack on our righteousness because of the power it holds. 1 Timothy 6:11, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith. God instructs us to put on the breastplate of righteousness because it will act as a shield to the enemy's arrows of temptation against your right living. James 5, verse 16, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do you want your prayers to avail much for your family, for your city, for your businesses, wherever the Lord has placed you? This is one of the keys for us tonight. If you live as an overcomer, you will be anointed to intercede for salvation, to pray for the powers of darkness to break over the hearts and minds of those around you. Isaiah 62, verse 1, out of the New Living Translation. Because I love Zion, I will not keep silent. I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The next one here, intercede for peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace. We must be a people of God who carry the supernatural peace into every conversation and situation. Is your mind at peace tonight? Is your heart at peace tonight? This is one of the greatest attacks upon our lives, a spirit of fear, a spirit of worry and anxiety, all kinds of attacks against our peace and our trust in God. They overcame by the word of their testimony. The written word of God is a sword that kills every spirit of fear, worry, and anxiety. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom in the name of Jesus. It doesn't say there might be. It doesn't say there can be. But it says by believing in the power of Jesus Christ, you can have freedom. Believe in Jehovah Shalom. Believe tonight in the Prince of Peace. Let's have the worship team return at this time, please. It is written, do not be anxious, but pray. And his peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that tonight? And I just felt like the Spirit of God wanted to say this to us tonight, to every single person in this room, to every teenager, to every young child that might be here. You might have a friend. You might have a loved one who carries fear and anxiety like a garment. And the Spirit of God would remind you tonight to be the one to carry his peace, to prophesy, to intercede for his supernatural peace over the hearts and minds of your loved ones. Because no spirit of oppression, No spirit of depression, no spirit of fear can stand against the power of the blood of the Lamb, the power of the name of Jesus, the power of his living word that is truth to break every chain. Romans 16:20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. It is time to walk in peace, to walk in the living word of God, and to believe on the word of God that says he is your peace. And the last one here tonight, intercede for the joy of the Lord. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. Psalm 16, verse 11, in your presence is fullness of joy. Notice it doesn't say in the presence of the world, in the presence of your friends. In your presence is fullness of joy. James 1, 2 to 3, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. The testing of your faith produces patience. Nehemiah 8, verse 10, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord does not come from the world. It is supernatural, and it is the only kind of joy that will carry you through every circumstance. I want to connect it tonight to Revelation 12, verse 11. They overcame him, and they did not love their lives to the death. It is a picture of being strengthened and overcoming through full surrender unto God. We see the spirit of heaviness all around us in the earth. May we be reminded tonight that God's word is living. It moves within us. The spirit of the Lord God is upon you, because the Lord has anointed you with the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Every one of us tonight needs the oil of joy. It is bestowed upon us when we surrender daily, when we put on the garment of praise to break every spirit of heaviness. You know, Jesus said that we can gain the whole world, yet still miss out on the will of our Father, which is the spiritual harvest that is around us. We pray tonight, God, give us ears to hear the cry of heaven, the call of the Spirit of God. Quicken us, Lord, by your Spirit to perceive the cry in the earth. Lead us, O God, in how to pray for your kingdom, that every captive would be released from the kingdom of darkness and come into your kingdom of light. Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7. I have set watchmen, that's you, on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Let's stand together tonight. Psalm 126, verses 4 to 6. Beautiful verses for us tonight that relate to our intercession, the call and the promise of our intercession. Let's pull it into our spirit tonight. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears, tears of intercession, shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, so the word and the promises of God shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, sheaves of souls and deliverance with him. Would you bow your heads tonight? I wonder, is there anybody who's on your heart? Anybody who needs a prayer tonight for salvation? Any prodigals? With our heads bowed tonight, we call to the hearts and minds of every unbeliever and prodigal represented in this room. May they awaken to their need for salvation and the righteousness of God. We call to the hearts and minds blinded by darkness and oppression. We prophesy supernatural peace of God to deliver them once and for all. We cry out for those who have a spirit of heaviness, to those who are too rich to enter the kingdom of God. Cause them to be awakened in the night, O God. Visit them with dreams and visions of you, that they would enter into the joy of their salvation. May the joy of the Lord break off every spirit of heaviness, we pray. Lord, have mercy. Find us on our knees, O God, I pray. Hungry and desperate for your kingdom. You know, the Lord's Prayer ends with, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. It is done. It is so. Because a day is coming when he will return. And in that moment, the fullness of his kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven. But for us, in this day and this hour, there is still a cry for the kingdom of God that must go forth from every single one of his watchmen, watchwomen tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to lift up this song and worship tonight. If you need prayer, if anybody's on your heart and you want to come, we'd love to pray with you tonight. But just come as we worship the Lord together. Let's allow our hearts to be stirred tonight for his kingdom, for those that he has placed in our lives. Let faith arise tonight in the name of Jesus.